Right, okay. All you children, get rid of your wriggles. Have a big stretch your arms up, shake. And stretch. Switch your listening is on. Wind your brains up, because Graham is going to come and give us our next story. And we've been learning about lots of different things, haven't we, about Jesus. And I'm going to hand over to Graham.
It is great to see you. Have you had fun this week?
Yeah!
Yes, that was good. Have you had fun this week?
Yeah!
I've heard that you've seen some very special people this week. I've heard that you've learned about the Olympics. I've heard somebody special's been here this week. Now, I've got a story about somebody. I'm going to tell you for a few minutes about somebody who really was in the Olympics, and then I'm going to tell you a short Bible story. So I'm going to tell you a story, first of all, about somebody who was a real star of the Olympics. I wonder if we've got a picture of this person. He was a real champion. I wonder if anyone knows who it might be. Was he in the Olympics? Who's the... Some people haven't been here this week and they won't know who this is.
It's Houghton Flash.
It's who? Altogether, who is it?
Eugene Flash.
He looks good, doesn't he? Do you think he could get into the Olympics?
Yeah.
I tell you what, the mums and dads are going to have to work out who that is and see if they can find him later. If there's any spare prizes, maybe Tom will give a prize away. If you can work out who it was, he's not who our story's about, I'm sorry to say. Let's see if there's anybody else. Who's he?
Oh!
Who's he? Does anyone know who he is? Isaac?
Mo Farah.
You think it's Mo Farah? Does anybody else want to guess who they think this is? Who do you think this is? Rebecca? Mo Farah. Two for Mo Farah. Anybody else? Mo Farah. What if I told you that that is not Mo Farah? Would anybody like to have a guess about who it might be? You might not know his name, but who do you think it might be? Anybody want to guess who they think that might be? Josiah, his brother. Yes, it is his brother. Who's that? Now that's Mo Farah. Is that where we get all this from? For Eugene. Now then, I'm going to tell you a little small story about these two. They're twin brothers. They are twin brothers, and they were born nearly 30 years ago in a country called Somalia in Africa. And they were born at a time where in that country, it was quite a dangerous place. There was a war going on, there was lots of fighting, and it wasn't very safe near where they lived. And their mum and dad thought... And they thought, we would love our children to be safe. We'd love Mo and his brother, who's called Hassan. And that's kind of, well, that's where they moved to in a minute. You'll see in a minute. We'd love them to be safe. And they decided to move them out of the city and send them to the country to live with their grandma. And they lived in a place a bit like this. This is apparently really where they lived. And Mo was really, really good at something. Would anyone like to guess what he was really, really good at? Isaac?
Running!
And he was also really, really good at football and other sports. He was a very... And maybe swimming, I don't know. He was a very, very sporty boy. But his brother was just as good. His brother Hassan was just as good. And he could run and he could play football. And if they were on the same side playing football, you'd never get the ball off them. They were brilliant. And sometimes they would dream. They would dream, I wish I could be famous. I wish I could be maybe in the Olympics. Is there anything that you'd like to dream about? Is there anything you wish you could do when you grow up? You don't have to tell me, but if you want to, you can. Go on then, Nia. You want to be in the Olympics. What do you want to be? You want to win a gold medal. Lots of people want to do it. You want to be an astronaut? That's fantastic. Everyone's got different dreams. And Mo wanted... Shh, okay. And Mo wanted to be a big sportsman. But the war in the country got worse and worse. And Mo's dad decided to come and work and live and work in England. And one day, his mum had some news. And she rang the grandma who was looking after them in this place. And she said, some of the children can go to England to be with Mo's dad. But not all of them. Not right now. He can take 3 of them to England, but he can't take them all. Because there were 5 children altogether. What a difficult choice that was going to be. What was going to happen? There was 5 in the family, but they couldn't all go just now. Would you like to be split up from your brothers and sisters? Some of you might say yes. Some of you might say yes. But what a difficult thing that was for the parents, for mum and dad to have to make that choice. And one night, the grandma called the boys in, Mo and his brother, and they said, Mo, you're going to go to England with your dad. And Hassan, you're going to stay here with us for a while longer. And hopefully, maybe you can go to join him. So one night, a car pulled up and took Mo to the airport. And off he went. Which airport? I don't know. In the country that he was in. And they brought him to England. Well, do you think it was easy? Do you think he would have been sad? Do you think his brother would have been sad as they were split up? Would you be sad to be split up from your brother or sister?
No.
No. Some of you said yes. Some of you might say no. But Mo had to come to a place where he didn't know anyone. He didn't have many friends. He didn't really speak the language. It was hard. And his brother was back at home and he missed him terribly. He thought, oh no. Me and Mo were great friends, but now he's not here. And now he's not here. Wow. There was one thing that Mo did like when he came to England. Because in the school he was at, he could do the thing that he was brilliant at, which was what?
Football
and running. And over time, he ran and he ran, and he got better and better. And his teachers thought, hey, that lad can't half run. He's great. And he got better and better. And in the end, what happened? He got to the Olympics. And his dream came true, didn't it? He got to the Olympics. And his brother, well, as far as we know, his brother still lives back at home where he did. And even though they were twins, Mo's life went this way. And his brother's life went this way. Well, I'm going to tell you a short story from the Bible, your last story from HBC, about another young boy who was taken from his home when he was young and who also dreamed some dreams. And I'm going to show you how God used that boy very quickly. His name was Joseph. Who's heard of Joseph? I'm just going to tell you for a few minutes a couple of things about the life of Joseph that I want you to remember. Now, Joseph had some brothers. Anyone know how many brothers he had? More than 4? Any advance on 4? 10? Any advance on 10? 11. He had 11 brothers. Imagine that, 11 brothers. And Joseph was the youngest. But Joseph was his dad's favourite. Joseph was his dad's favourite. But sometimes his brothers didn't like this. One day, Joseph came to his brothers and said, guess what? I've had a dream. I've had a dream that I was picking corn in the field, and I've got big stalks of corn over here. And you were all picking corn in the field, and your stalks of corn bowed down to mine. And his brothers thought, you what? What kind of dream is that? Are you saying that you're better than us? And they didn't like him. And then one day Joseph said, guess what? I've had another dream. I dreamt that the sun and the moon and 11 stars in the sky bowed down to me. And his brothers thought, you what? And they didn't like him, and they were jealous. And they made a plan to try and get rid of him. Do you know what they did? Do you know what they did? They dug a big hole in the ground, and one day when they were out looking after the sheep, they got hold of Joseph, and they threw him in it. They threw him in it. And the brothers talked to each other, and they said, shall we kill him? And one of them said, no. Let's get some money for him. Let's sell him. And they sold him as a slave to people who were traveling to Egypt. Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah.
That was a bad thing. But do you know what? that turned out for Joseph in the end to be a good thing, even though a bad thing happened, because God used him. So Joseph had been taken to a strange country, a country where maybe he didn't speak the language and where he didn't know anyone at first. And he had a difficult start in life. But God used him. God put him to work in a palace under an important man, a man called Potiphar. And Joseph did really well. He was trustworthy. He did what he was told. Everyone thought he was great. But one day, somebody told lies about Joseph, and Joseph was put in prison, and he stayed there for a few years. And one day, and this is the bit of the story I just want you to remember, the Pharaoh, the most important king, the most important man in the whole of Egypt, he had a dream. And he had a terrible dream, and he woke up and he called his wise people, his clever people to him, and he said, "I had this horrible dream last night. Can you guys tell me what it means?" And he told them what it was, and they said, "Oh, we don't know what that means. But we know someone who might. There's a man in prison called Joseph. He knows about dreams. He's able to explain dreams. I think his God helps him to explain them." And so Pharaoh sent for Joseph and brought him out of prison, and he said, "Joseph, I hear you can explain dreams. Can you explain this one?" And Joseph said, "Well, I can't, but maybe God can." And so they said. So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Well, this was my dream. I dreamt that there was a river. And near the river, there were seven big fat cows." What about that one on the left? That's quite a big fat cow, isn't it? "And then there were seven thin cows." Look at that one on the right. That's quite thin, isn't it? "And you know what happened?" And this is the strange bit. "The seven thin cows came and ate up the seven fat cows." What a strange dream. And Pharaoh said, "I was tossing and turning after I had that dream. I don't know what it means. Do you know?" And Joseph said, "My God can maybe explain this for you." And Joseph prayed, and God gave him the answer. And Joseph was able to speak to Pharaoh and said, "Pharaoh, do you know what the dream means? It means that in this country, there's going to be 7 years of lots and lots of food. 7 years where everything grows and there's loads of food. And then there'll be 7 years where there's a famine, where nothing much grows. And I think, Pharaoh, what you need to do is you need to put the food away. And when lots of things grow, store up the food. And when the famine comes, then you'll be ready. Then you'll be ready because you'll have food." And Pharaoh stopped and he thought. And he thought, "Do you know what? That's a great answer. My wise men didn't know anything. But I think your God has given you the answer to my dream, Joseph." And Pharaoh took him out of prison and he made him in charge of the whole land. What a wonderful thing that was. Imagine where Joseph had been. Do you remember? He'd been taken away from his home. Bad things had happened to him. He'd been put in prison. And now he was in charge of the whole land. Country. Well, we haven't got time to tell you the whole story of Joseph. But when Joseph was in charge of the land, his brothers came one day. Because there was lots of food in Egypt, because Joseph had got the country ready. They were storing up their food. They were ready for the famine. But in the other countries around, they hadn't done that. And one day, Joseph's brothers came from their home country of Canaan. And they came to try and buy food. And one day they came actually to Joseph and they said, "We want to buy food." And Joseph stood in front of them with all his robes on and dressed up the way he was. And the brothers didn't actually recognize him. And Joseph was able to say to his brothers, "Look, it's me. It's your brother who you gave up for dead all those years ago." And his brothers were amazed. And they said, "Wow, look at what God has done in your life." Now, boys and girls, I want to just remind you of something today that Jesus said to his disciples. All week in Holiday Bible Club, you've learned stories. You've learned about Jesus on the first day. Tom told you about Jesus' life and why he came and what he did. And then you've learnt about Paul, haven't you? And how Paul was persecuting Christians, was trying to make their lives difficult. And God saved him. And you learnt about Philip, didn't you? Do you remember the story of Philip? Who wanted to tell that Ethiopian man all about Jesus and why he had to be saved. Now, boys and girls, we're just going to have one verse on the screen as we finish our talk. It says this: Jesus said to his disciples one day, "Be ready." Can you say that? Be ready. Because the Son of Man, that's Jesus, will come back. Will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Do you know what, boys and girls? All those athletes who went to the Olympics, they had to train, didn't they? They had to train really, really hard. Do you think that you could go to the Olympics if you just sat in an armchair like that one and just drank Coke and fizzy drinks and ate pizzas all day? Do you think you could do that?
Yeah.
No. Is that what Eugene did?
Yeah.
Is that what he said he did?
Yeah.
Well. Oh, yeah, he said he was going to catch the bus to McDonald's. Was that his training? That's right. But that's not training, is it? Those athletes who went to the Olympics, they trained for days and days and weeks and months to be ready for their race. But Jesus says, be ready because he's coming back. Now, what does that mean to be ready? What does that mean to be ready? You see, Jesus says that we have to believe in him. Tom told you about how Jesus came to this earth and he lived a perfect life. He didn't sin. And he died on a cross for the sins of people like us. He died a horrible death. He died a cruel death. He died a death that he didn't have to. But he died a death that means if we say sorry to him for the sins we've committed, for the things we've done wrong, then we can be forgiven and God will accept us. Boys and girls, isn't that a wonderful thing to know? That we can be right with God. We can be God's friend. We can have him with us. We can have his spirit with us, helping us to live every single day. I think that's brilliant. I think that's the best news that you can take away from Holiday Bible Club. That you can have God as your personal friend. That Jesus Christ can be your friend and personal savior. And our sin can be forgiven. That's what it means to be ready. All of these athletes who competed in the Olympics, they had to be ready. But far, far more important for everyone in this room is to know that spiritually, for our life, not just our life today, but for the life that we have to come, are you ready? Thanks, Tom.